Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A Bangladesh Air Force training jet crashed into a school campus on the capital city of Dhaka today, killing at least 19 people, wounding more than 100 others, many of them students who had been burned. An off-duty Border Patrol agent shot allegedly by an undocumented immigrant in New York City over the weekend. Police don't think the agent was targeted because of his job. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in New York today. The former Louisville police officer convicted of violating the civil rights of Breonna Taylor in 2020, expected to be sentenced today to one day in prison.
Brent Hankison was among several police officers executing a no-knock warrant looking for a suspect who, it turns out, was already in jail. During the raid, Breonna Taylor was shot and killed in her home. The 48-year-old Hankison faces up to life in prison, but the Justice Department has recommended that he serve one day. Taylor's family is furious.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Dozens more Palestinians shot and killed while trying to get food in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Development of the Lake Monona shoreline will not have to go through a public vote, upsetting some Madisonians. The Lakeway project to reimagine the lakeshore has been in the works for 6 years now. There were dozens of public meetings to talk about what people want to see there. Phase one of the plan is to add bike and pedestrian paths along John Nolan Drive, plus some boardwalks out onto the water. City ordinance says major parks projects that involve Lakeshore have to be on the ballot as a referendum so residents can vote on them. But the Common Council voted last week to make the Lakeshore project an exception to that rule, meaning Madison voters will not get the chance to say yes or no. City leaders say this way is just faster, and it allows park staff more freedom in the development process. The State Journal reports other projects have gotten exemptions before, like at Olbrich Gardens and the Henry Vilas Zoo. This is what one Madison resident said at last week's meeting.
This project is a huge project affecting over a mile of shoreline, affecting three different parks and the entire John Nolan Causeway. That's the reason this ordinance was put in place, was for these kinds of major projects. And to exempt it from this takes away the opportunity for the residents of Madison to have a say in the oversight of how those shorelines are developed.
While the city is paying for a portion of this project, money needs to come from other sources too, like donations. The Lakeway development is expected to take years and would start in 2027. Before they can even begin, John Nolan Drive needs to be rebuilt. That's scheduled for next year. The city is hosting a public meeting tonight for folks to get a sense of the project and give their input. It's online and it's open to all Madison residents. It starts at 6:30. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers landing in Seattle last night. They open a three-game set tonight against the Mariners. The Brewers, the hottest team in baseball. They've won 10 in a row. They beat the Dodgers yesterday 6-5 to complete a three-game sweep in L.A. Now the Dodgers get media coverage from Los Angeles and networks in Japan. A reporter asked Pat Murphy, how do you beat a World Series team with Shohei Ohtani, Clayton Kershaw, with guys like Isaac Collins or Caleb Durbin?
It's a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. No disrespect to great fans of Japan baseball, but they can't name five players in our lineup. They can't name two in today's lineup. And that's just a credit to hungry players. And, you know, the Dodgers are running into tough luck and they're not playing their best baseball, and they'll get back on track and be a juggernaut that they are. But, you know, I'm still proud of our club and what they did and, you know, how they competed in big situations. And, yeah, you know, a bunch of average Joes.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers.
through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
On Monday, I'll still be camping in the Northwoods, so Matt Rothschild is in the guest host chair. He'll be bringing you his thoughts about Wisconsin progressivism and, of course, some slamming poetry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
This is not your parents' Democratic Party, and we keep reminding everyone of that. There is a wide chasm now between the Republican Party, which stands for America's core principles and the things that made America great, and the Democratic Party now that is moving further and further to the radical, woke, progressive left. They're embracing, as you said earlier, Marxism. They're running candidates who are avowed Marxists, socialists, communists, for public office. The highest, some of the highest offices in the land.
Thank you, Mike Johnson. Just as a differentiation, also not the party of child rapists and child rapist protectors. Just, you know. Okay, can I just say, the Alpha Liberal Force t-shirts are available now.
That's right.
Vindman says, Gavin Newsom says California will add 5 to 7 Democratic congressional seats to the map by redistricting before 2026 if Texas does the same for Republicans. He said, if Texas goes, we're going. That's what we like to hear.
We do.
Speaking of Alpha Liberals, why, look who popped up.
What?
Mike.
Oh, hi, Rocky Mountain Mike. You've jingled yourself. Hello.
Hi, Steffi. Hi, Steffi, Chris, and Bella. Hello.
Listen, we wanted to book you because you and your balls are very, very famous now. Everybody, take a listen to Paula Poundstone on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Hang on.
Here we go. We have Yopon. It's been here forever. In the South, they actually call it Carolina tea, which is scary. Because whenever a food has this cute regional nickname, it always ends up being testicles.
Why? What other, what product had a cute name before?
Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Oh, is that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And who's? I mean, I know a guy named Rocky Mountain Mike, but he only had one set.
It's not Rocky Mountains oysters, it's a place.
You're famous now, Rocky Mountain Mike.
You and your, congratulations to you and your
everybody's
balls.
Everybody's asking me how she knows that.
Congratulations to you and your balls.
Yeah, I'm only second to Nicki Minaj's cousin's friends.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about
that. That was a COVID thing, wasn't it?
Yes.
She said her cousin's friend's balls fell off because of the vaccine
or like blew up or something.
I don't know.
Oh, Nicki.
Swelled.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Mike's our ball specialist now.
He is.
So welcome to my, I'm actually at work today. You can see here, I'm underneath the tower here. I work at Michelin in Central North Carolina.
Nice.
Fantastic.
You happen to catch us, actually, right now, one of my coworkers, we're having a birthday lunch for him. And
he's
one of those zygotes.
Yeah.
He's 18.
Oh. Whoa.
I think he's turning 19 today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bud.
Aw, nice.
Yeah, so they brought in somebody new the other day, and they were introducing everybody, and they were saying, you know, where everybody was from. And I said, hi, I'm Mike. I'm from the 20th century. Because everybody I work with is like 18 years old.
Whoa.
Aw. So you and Steph have something in common.
Oh, shut up.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
So Michelin Man.
I have to explain everything to them, you know.
Michelin Man, Scott Dworkin says the Wall Street Journal story on Trump and Epstein is just the tip of one enormous slow-moving iceberg. This is very exciting, yes, isn't it? If this is, oh God, he's and you know that wood is not going to hold up Trump. That little piece of wood is. I'm sorry. I'm just having a flash forward to just us flicking him off the wood.
Yeah.
What's your sense that this about this Epstein
thing?
Oh,
yeah.
It
didn't dawn on me until you played that, you mentioned that guy saying that Jethro Dull may be the president, which I think is appropriate because if he becomes a president, it will be because somebody was eyeing little girls with bad intent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another reference. Okay.
Don't they always say every scandal, president scandal ever, it's follow the money. So there were 4,800 wire transfers between Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump, some of which were through banks sanctioned by the U.S. This information comes from Senator Ron Wyden, who said they were in Treasury documents and urged them to be released. I mean, except that was, like we always say, this is Watergate times. Like you edit bits all the time. It's like they used a machete on the Epstein, prison videotape, right? I mean, who does that?
Yeah,
where it's obviously pieced together in there's 3 minutes.
Murdoch, you know?
Right.
Once Murdoch turned on him, that's it, because he made him. He's gonna take him away now.
Right.
It feels like it. Yeah. This one, accusation equals confession. If Tim Burchett is telling Jake Tapper that Biden tampered with the Epstein evidence, that tells us Trump is actively tampering with the evidence. That's the thing Chris and I have been talking about, Mike, is, you know, clearly that's going to be an, but he always commits another crime on top of another crime. That would be another obstruction if he's actively tampering or telling Bondi to remove him or whatever he's up to now, right?
Yeah, yeah. The all you need is a couple of those agents to come forward.
Right, right. Well, I mean, now we have 1,000 of them, right? Mm-hmm. That have been implicated.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just say, where's my conspiracy? Because now, you know, I'm balls deep now. I know I can say balls deep to you since yours are famous, Mike. But. They've made us all into conspiracy nuts.
No, we don't want to see.
No, I do not want to. Okay. Connor said, as long as this is coming out, let's take a look at when Ivana fell down the stairs and died weeks before her NDA was set to expire. She was best friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. To coin a phrase, she knew where the bodies are buried, and she's buried now, too, under the weeds of one of his golf courses so he can get a tax exemption. You don't have to be Columbo to put this one together. Let's make Carlos do the entire show as Columbo on Wednesday.
Okay, yeah. One more thing.
But it seriously has made me turn.
Sir.
One more thing.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Chris, did she fall or was it?
Murder?
I don't know. Okay, one last one. DNI Tulsi Gabbard wants to arrest Obama for treason for his administration looking into possible election interference by a foreign adversary and finding actual election interference by a foreign adversary. What am I missing? It sort of sounds like the opposite of treason. Yeah, are we not in, like, opposite world every day now? Michelin Man?
I'm sorry, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's 92 degrees out here.
Yeah.
You're literally sweating your balls off is what I'm...
Okay. That's right. Now, by the way, I spent, this had been a long time coming, the John Pavlovitz jingle, and you don't have to play it now, but
don't tell him.
Try to find something that rhymes with Pavlovitz.
Right. Yes, that is one of your mad skills.
I'm really enjoying this. We're loading up on popcorn. I live in, we've discussed this before, the reddest of red places.
Right.
Yeah.
I have long since given up on trying to understand these people. They just speak a different language. It's like I'm living on another planet anyway. So
yeah.
You guys saved my life, just like everybody else. Aww. Who's blue in a red area. You know.
You bring so much brilliance to the show. I tell you what,
and you bring joy to the listeners. You absolutely do.
I've never seen adults so happy than when they get their jingle.
Yeah.
it's like a 6-year-old getting a pony.
Right.
Like, oh my God.
And the listeners love the comedy bits.
Yeah.
They really do.
So one last one.
I figure if I just make a jingle for
and take over.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Heather says Republicans are willing to, quote-unquote, protect girls in sports from having to play against a trans athlete who might beat them, but they're not willing to protect girls from the men who did participate in trafficking them with one of the richest and most influential predators of our time. I mean, you know, Mike, we've been soaking in this stuff, all of us, right, for years. But I got to say, I was a different kind of sick to my stomach this week to go, we have massive amounts of evidence that there's a child rapist in the Oval Office. You know, I mean, I think Joe Walsh said, like, congratulations, America, you know, however we got here, right?
Right. It's like a cartoon I saw where it's MAGA at a crossroads. You know, do you continue with this or do you defend a child predator? Or, you know, yeah. Or do you go the other way? They're
admit liberals are
reality.
Yeah, yeah. Admit liberals are right about anything. I mean, somebody said it, Mike, too. They just said, you know, the media failed a million times. But when no one asked, how did you grow your ear back? Just basic questions. Why did we never see a medical report? Why did you wear a Kotex for a week and then there's not a scratch on your ear? You know, I mean, it's sort of the entirety of it now, of what he's gotten away with, right?
Exactly.
It looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, that Michelin man that's looming over your shoulder, which is it's a tiny bit creepy, but it's...
Oh. Yeah, I just was in the chat room and I posted the ChatGPT version of J.D. Vance as the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Well, so, Mike, what do you think happens? What are your predictions before we go? Are we in the last days of Trump?
It really dawned on me this morning, this whole thing of he might be gone by August. We've heard that before.
Yeah.
But this time, you know, it just doesn't seem to be going away. And, of course, we'll have to wait and see where we are a week from now. But usually these things last for a maximum 48 hours.
Yeah, that's what Chris said. Are we in that John Oliver? We've got him. This time we've got him. Or, you know, but it just because it's never been his base before that's been like this.
I'm just bummed about the whole Colbert thing because it's sort of reminding us that not only is he going away, but really the whole late night talk show thing is going to go away because of whatever reasons. And that's just a huge part of our culture going to not exist anymore. And I'm really sad about that.
And I keep saying it every day, Mike, they're doing the best journalism out there. Mm-hmm. The Stephen Colbert's and Jimmy Kimmel's and the rest.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, the truth tellers are always...
But you know, people know that. A lot of people know that. And that gives me hope that people pay attention.
Well, you give us hope and we love you. You're a genius, Rocky Mountain Mike. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on. This is a first. I'm so happy.
It is a first, yes. And now you can go back to your regularly scheduled millennial, or not even millennial.
Yes, I'll have to go get with what's his name in his day now. So.
Yes, take you and your famous balls back into the Michelin building. All right, love you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Bye-bye.
17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my very, very, very unnatural Vibrance.
Oh.
It's in a bottle. See, it's not natural.
Right.
This doesn't happen by accident, Chris.
No, it does not.
All
of that. I mean,
yes.
Look how beautiful you look.
Oh, precious pumpkin. Vibrian Super C Serum, my favorite face product ever.
Yep.
It is so thick and citrusy and amazing. It feels just so luxurious going on your face.
Oh.
And the ingredients in this one bottle can replace all those things on you that you used to have there, right? Day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. Super C Serum made with the highest quality ingredients. Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B high, vitamin E delivers noticeable results. And you can simplify, get a healthier, complex. Minimize wrinkles and age spots, all just with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie, 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrience, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Yeah. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If you're The answer is never. You need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
It's a little more manic than usual.
Yes. Yeah. We are rescheduling actress, beauty schmal, actress extraordinaire Anna Ortiz.
Yep.
She got called into a shoot, as they do in Hollywood.
Well, yeah.
But tomorrow, I mean, speaking of big names, Kevin the Hilarious Gay.
In studio.
From Chicago.
That's right.
We'll be here. All right, do you want our hate letter or our love letter first?
Who's the hate letter for?
It's just, I don't know, it's just stuff we didn't do that I...
Okay, hate letter first.
Dave in Bloomington, Minnesota. said, it seems to me you are mocking Native Americans as funny or wacky when you play their chants during your show. I wish you guys would not play them. I'm going to stop listening to your show every time I hear them.
What?
Native Americans continue to be so marginalized in this country.
Yes, but
we don't play any chants or bird songs or anything.
You're perhaps listening to a different show than... Okay, so it's not Trump. It's a racist by saying that he's going to not give the Washington team a, you know, stadium if they don't go back to the racist name. But it's me. We don't play... I don't know what he's talking about.
No, I'm confused.
Okay. All right, that's why I need a love letter.
Okay.
It's from Bisensual. Hi, Mama. Longtime listener that stumbled across your show in 2005. I'm not a small business owner, but I do have a small mind.
Okay.
Therefore, I try to think in the most simplistic way, solve problems using Occam's razor. Mm-hmm. Problem number one, Stephanie Miller Show family infighting. Chris is always right, and you are the hottest woman on the planet.
Oh,
although that has nothing to do with the solution, I had to put that in the email so you would read it. Solution to the infighting, get married. You will never talk to each other again.
I am not marrying her.
You don't have to say it quite so
emphatically. That is a hard no.
I am a loving and nurturing woman.
It's a hard no. Like the hardest of no's.
Sue in Rockville. Hello.
I don't know what it says about me and Peter. We've been married 45 years, 46 years, aww, whatever. Anyway.
Well, Stephanie and I have been together for 30 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seems longer.
That's true. Fair enough. as someone who was blessed with a Rocky Mountain Mike jingle very early on, mm-hmm, and loves his balls, I just want to remind everybody that our common humanity will unite us, and that there are millions more of us. We will never obey in advance. We are getting louder. We are getting stronger. And we are standing together. We will reclaim equality, freedom, justice for everybody.
Yep.
And they want you to feel defeated. They want you to give up. And that's not going to happen. And we thank you guys, among others, who stand up for the decency and what America really should be and what we stand for. And watching a CBS cave again, watching billionaire, the cowardice is staggering. But it should just remind us that the people who are truly brave are us. We the people who stand up in the face of fascism.
Unlike,
we the people who say enough.
Unlike Stephen Colbert, I am protected right now by my own mediocrity. I'm too small fry for them to worry about targeting.
Yeah, there's something to be said for mediocrity.
Yeah, that's right. It gives you, it cocoons you.
Yeah.
In a, you know,
right.
Keeps you in your place.
Yeah.
Yeah, like bubble wrap. Okay. Trump once promised to focus on the worst of the worst as he sought to ramp up immigrant deportations. In a recent interview, his acting ICE chief underscored how far they have departed from that vow. They're doubling down on arresting undocumented immigrants without criminal histories. He said of the 100,000 deportations so far, only a small fraction have faced criminal convictions who did so for violent offenses. I mean, I don't know why, Chris, I've mentioned this now, I know, three times, but it's just this 82-year-old. The levels of cruelty in this story. He's an 82-year-old grandfather from Pennsylvania. He went to go follow the rules. He went to a Philadelphia immigration office with his wife to replace his lost green card.
Yep.
Instead, he immigrated here from Chile in 1987, was handcuffed, but hauled away with no explanation. His wife was detained at the immigration center for 10 hours before being released. His family made repeated calls to immigration officials who were of no help tracking him down. Then on July 9th, his wife received a call who said Lewis had died while in custody of ICE.
Ugh.
That turned out to be untrue. Instead, he's at a hospital in Guatemala. His condition is unclear. I mean, if you're okay with all of that in your name, I don't want to know you, and I don't even know what to say about it. With an overnight tripling of its annual budget and intensifying pressure to increase deportations, ICE is racing to expand its detention space with temporary tent-like structures despite safety warnings. I keep saying it, Chris, how long before people start dying? Right?
Yeah.
If you wait till they start dying to call it a concentration camp, you're a little late. Sorry. Trump administration officials have identified limited detention space as one of the major choke points preventing them from stepping up deportations as quickly as Trump. I mean, they are just This is quotas. This is why they're snatching anybody brown. And by the way, Anna Ortiz was at a lot of these rallies and has a lot to say about
this.
Hopefully
we can talk to her about it next week.
Yeah, so when we get her in here, you know, we can... Because it is just, I mean, everybody that I know in L.A., Chris, we're terrified for anyone we know that is Latino.
Yeah.
Or is, I don't know, what do you say, slightly more brown than a paper bag? You know, because you don't, if nobody gets due process, then nobody gets, everybody is afraid. Mm-hmm. Because they don't even know if they'll get a chance to prove they're a citizen.
Yeah.
29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Food pantries are already busy. As we reported, the River Food Pantry helped nearly 20% more people last year. And just before Thanksgiving, they had their busiest 2 days ever, serving more than 3,800 people. Now, with cuts to SNAP, colloquially known as food stamps, pantries know there may be even more demand on them as Wisconsinites face food insecurity. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says food pantries in Wisconsin, already feeling the squeeze as food insecurity rises, will be even more strapped after the budget bill passed by the Trump administration.
I've been traveling the state and visiting food pantries who are already strapped at their capacity, barely able to meet the hunger needs in their communities. And if people lose their nutrition assistance, their food stamps, are no longer able to purchase nutritious food for their families, at grocery stores, they are then going to have to rely on food pantries, food banks, and again, they're at capacities.
Baldwin says over 3 million Americans will lose SNAP benefits under the new budget bill. About 705,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP benefits for food assistance. Of those receiving assistance, 270,000 are children, and 108,000 are senior citizens. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
On top of all that, the federal government has also canceled programs that helped food pantries and food banks feed people. The Trump administration nixed the local food purchasing agreement, where the government subsidized food banks buying directly from local farmers. More than 250 pantries benefited from just that one program. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid-60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs back into the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I welcome director-producer John Roach and Max Inc. Radio's Rocker joins me in studio for some Atwood Fest chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your housing. It's not an option. It's
want to, again, straddle the fence. They want to show that they are loyal to this, you know, this wannabe Hitler, for sure. They want to pledge their loyalty to him, and they know that he does not want this released. I think that they also are concerned about the damage that it may do. If he's trying to hide it, they understand that it is most likely problematic.
Oh, little Jasmine Crockett on a Monday. A little Hitler reference, Epstein files.
Yep.
I have everything I need to
heroin
be happy.
Straight into the veins.
Everything I need to be happy today. Oh, speaking of Rocky Mountain Mike jingles, including our dear friend in San Antonio.
Deep within the basement with Stephanie. A call from San Antonio.
Yeehaw.
Where we love to hear from our Texas gal, Anita, Anita in San Antonio.
Hey! Hi, Anita. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. I needed that. These are dark times.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I think we have to call it Alligator Auschwitz because, I mean, how can we say never again we're not calling out the tactics that led to Auschwitz? I mean, it's obvious. It's pretty much plainly obvious. Auschwitz didn't start out as a death camp, okay?
Yeah.
Neither did Dachau or a lot of these other, what became death camps.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, how many times can we say it? And, you know, they didn't start with the gas chambers, right. You know? And you know,
no.
Obviously there's already reports of not of them starving them. Not enough food. They're in some cases getting two tablespoons of rice, or they're getting, you know, some chips. And
no water.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's,
they're,
you know.
They're in cages. There's like 32 of them in these tiny cages. And they're just, you know, with meals with maggots in them, no water. They can't take a shower. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And are they getting medical care?
No, and reportedly no, you know. What was the, you know, the in Guatemala, hang on 1 second. Hold, please. Talk okay. Amongst yourselves.
Rutabaga, rutabaga, rutabaga.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we knew this. You don't get sent to a gulag. You know, that's exactly why they were sent there, is because of, you know, the way they're treated. The more than 230 Venezuelan nationals deported by the Trump administration to a Salvadorian prison were released as part of a prisoner swap. Oh, I thought Trump had no control over those prisoners there, right? Like, he had nothing he could do about it. Trump alleged that all of the deported individuals were violent criminals. However, investigation by 60 Minutes found at least 75% of them had no criminal record at all. The swap saw El Salvador send the Venezuelan men back to their country of birth, which, by the way, they fled
right.
because of gang violence. Right. And the horrible reports from some of these places, Chris, is they're throwing people in cells with MS-13 members, yeah. and they can hear the screams, and yeah. the guards don't do anything nope. about it. So they're basically been sentenced to what they fled and asked for asylum in America from. We spent 4 months without any contact with the outside world, said one of the prisoners. We were kidnapped. We got a beating for breakfast. We got a beating for lunch. We got a beating for dinner. I mean, yeah, what did you think, right? I mean, that's exactly what a gulag in another country is for. It's outside the purview of right. United States right. law. Let's talk about the kiss cam for a minute. Because just a distraction from the horrors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Astronomer CEO Andy Byron. He's at the center of a scandal focused on a viral video featuring him cozying up to another company executive at a Coldplay concert.
The HR
concert.
Director.
The HR. Yeah. The one who's in charge of preventing this sort of thing.
Does she report that to HR? Or, oh, that's like we joke about, I'm the head of HR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Chris Martin reported it to HR.
Oof. Listen, here's a pro tip. Don't go anywhere that has a kiss cam if you're cheating on your spouse. Okay.
Right.
He has stepped down following online speculation of an affair. The viral clip taken from a Jungletron, Coldplay's concert in Boston, showed him embracing his chief people officer. She's a people person.
I hate it when corporations get cutesy with their...
From behind, before realizing they were caught on camera, they both then scrambled to hide their faces, like you do. This is like Trump reacting to the Epstein file. Joe! Yeah! So they look totally innocent.
Yeah.
Mm.
The band's frontman, Chris Martin, told the crowd, either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Chris Martin's very perceptive.
Yes.
And he consciously uncoupled from Gwyneth Paltrow, he should know.
It's the annual CEO humiliation ritual. It always brings us together.
Yes.
You know, as a society. So I appreciate his sacrifice.
Yeah. Last year it was another one. Sacrifice.
All right. Well, this is, you know, Now that I'm, you know, dabbling in MAGA and right-wing world, just because I'm having so much fun with the Schadenfreude deliciousness of it all, I'm learning things. Okay. Did you know, for instance, car air fresheners can turn you gay? So yes. Maybe that's what happened to us. I don't, you know, Chris, I don't.
Maybe that's what
I mean, I don't use them, but, you know, maybe.
Yeah, every time I get in my car, I feel
a little more gay.
A little more gay, yeah.
This would be, are you familiar, Bella, MAGA podcaster and wellness influencer Alex Clark? Chris and I love wellness influencers.
Yeah.
Bolt artist. He said your car air freshener is turning.
She's a she.
Yeah. She said your car air freshener is turning you gay. It is depleting your testosterone.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
It's wrecking. Oh, so this only works on boys, I guess?
I guess so.
Okay, all right.
So your testosterone's fine, Bella.
Yeah, I guess I'm good. Yeah.
It is wrecking your hormones. I was just in an Uber, and the Uber driver had like a pack of car fragrance trees. It's disgusting, right? They need to be banned. So I told the Uber driver, do you realize that those are turning you gay? He parks to drop me off, and he immediately grabs the pack of trees and puts them in the trash, and he goes, thank you for telling me.
Oh, my God,
that
really?
That totally happened.
That's all it takes. I just saved that man's balls.
And this is on par with the boys will be boys. If you are an adolescent teenage boy, you don't have to be stinky. You don't have to have that boy smell. You can use deodorant and you can smell good.
You wash every once in a while.
What is that boy smell?
Like you don't.
Every
need
time
to...
I have a boy stay with me, I'm like, what is it? How do you have six of them, Bella?
No, they, and it's all like their a bear rooms, cave. All their rooms do have a distinct, different boy smell. They all
just,
do.
It's not necessarily bad, even.
No.
It's like
boy smell.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
None of them smell particularly bad either. It's just their rooms have like a stench. Like, but you don't have to have that. You can use their car smell fine. They all maybe all right. My roommates
I'm
are
not
gay.
A fan of that.
Maybe they were turned gay by air freshener.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the car fragrances, but I'm just saying it's not like I've ever gotten in and you know they have one and I'm like
you'd hate my
is
car.
There a see buffet near here that's reasonable? I suddenly would just want just
open up a can of tuna and leave it in your car. What?
All right. I'm sorry. Oh, is this more bad news, Stack? Many U.S. firms passed along at least a portion of cost increases. Walmart, the latest, to consumers in recent weeks as businesses faced higher prices linked to Trump's tariffs. The Federal Reserve said Wednesday businesses also expect costs to remain elevated, increasing the likelihood that consumer prices will start to rise more rapidly in late summer. You won't be able to afford car air fresheners anyway. So
yeah, and Stellantis, the makers of Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram vehicles,
yes.
just announced this morning that they are readying price hikes due to Trump's tariffs.
Oh my God. Has any reporter corrected him when he says how many with billions of dollars coming in from the tariffs we're making so much money? Okay. Office of Management and Budget Director Ross Vaught. He's the Project 2025 author. Isn't interested in giving assurances to lawmakers on Capitol Hill that the White House will abide by any bipartisan spending agreements made next year. But the appropriations process has to be less bipartisan, he said. This is why Democrats have to stop playing by a different set of rules. They are not interested in partisanship, bipartisanship of any kind, right?
Stop playing by the rules.
Yeah.
Start breaking noses.
Yeah. Well, figuratively.
I want to see noses broken.
Not literally. The Stephanie Miller Show does not encourage violence of any kind.
Well, maybe we do.
No, we do. We do not. Okay. Here's another one that would have affected my mom for sure. I just had the 2-year anniversary of my mom's passing. But nursing homes say many workers aren't showing up. Trump's immigration crackdown is beginning to strain the long-term care workforce, raising concerns about how the effects could ripple across the nation's senior population. Providers that operate nursing homes and home care agencies say they have lost staff members as the Trump administration has moved to end deportation protections for hundreds of thousands of migrants with temporary legal status. She said some employees have stopped showing up to work out of fear for themselves and their families. I keep saying it, Chris, because it's important. Our crops are rotting here in the fields because documented and undocumented people aren't showing up. It is a ghost town in many areas of our town because people are scared. And it's, okay. Oh, here's making it worse, Stack. Tourists and other visitors to the U.S. will soon face a $250 visa integrity fee.
What is
like? Can we make people want to come here less? Like, how many billions have we already lost in tourism?
People have to put down $250 if they even want to think about coming to America.
Tourists, international students, and business travels may be required to pay a $250 fee when visiting the United States on a non-immigrant visa.
Welcome to the USA.
It's like, why don't we just change the Statue of Liberty? It would be just instead of the torch, why don't we just do a middle finger? Why don't we just and then change the inscription and everything?
We should have France build it and pay for it.
Oh, God. Whiny little baby is at it again. What is he? He's whining about a different story now in the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, God.
He's ramping up his attacks on the Wall Street Journal 2 days after suing them over an article about the birthday letter, whatever, squiggly pubic hair signature. Trump blasted the Journal for a story in which they reported that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent tried to talk the president out of firing Fed Chair Jerome Powell. He said, baby said from the bassinet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The Wall Street Journal ran a typically untruthful story today by saying Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent explained to me that firing Jerome too late Powell, the worst Federal Reserve chairman in history, would be bad for the market. What? People don't explain to me. I explain to them.
What was his nickname for Jerome Powell?
Too late. Oh.
Huh. That's not very good.
You explain to me, I explain to you. I am not a parent, but are we at a point where he's spinning in the Walmart parking lot on his back?
Yeah.
Is this tantrum ever going to end? Or aren't the cankles slowing him down? Can we? Okay. Okay. Also, here we go with our esteemed Senator Schiff. Trump went after Schiff again yesterday, attacking him as a thief and sharing an apparent tax document to make his case. Okay, as we were saying, every single person in Congress has two residences.
Right.
I have no idea what the there is, except just that look over here from Epstein. I'm going to arrest Obama for treason and Schiff for something. It appears to be a signed declaration referring to a Maryland property as his principal residence. Well, they have a residence there and then in their home district.
Right.
Adam Schiff is a thief. He should be prosecuted just like when they tried to prosecute me and everybody else. The only difference is we were totally innocent. It was all a giant hoax. Oh, God. Could we just get three more words, just different words that he.
Expand the vocabulary by three?
Yes.
That's all we need.
I will settle for, exactly. I'll take anything at this point, just something else. Okay. Chris, this may be ominous for us.
Oh?
As I was saying, except that I am protected and cocooned by my own mediocrity.
There's that.
I'm too small for I.
Barely nobody, and nobody knows we're here.
Right.
So that
we're
helps.
We're like the Who's in Whoville.
Yeah.
We're not like Stephen Colbert. tell me this isn't shady AF. Skydance CEO David Ellison and his lawyer met with FCC Chairman Brendan Carr and an FCC lawyer on Tuesday. The meeting came 2 days before CBS abruptly announced it is canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Ellison's father, Oracle CEO Larry Ellison, is a Trump mega donor worth around $300 billion. He was on the dais during Trump's inauguration. In May 2025, Carr, the FCC head, doubled down on his threat to revoke the licenses of CBS's dozens of wholly owned local broadcast affiliates. Carr wrote an entire chapter in the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025. Yep. We played John Stewart earlier that it's the same company. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what level of fascism we're at, but it's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just let me know when they come for the small fry.
they're working their way down, Steph. We have a little ways to go.
Before they get to the people with centipedes.
Yeah.
Some buffer.
in their basement.
I saw it last week, and I don't know where it went.
Jody's going to bring tap shoes to put on it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because that'll be fun.
That'd be loud, but it'd be fun. Thank God it's not a millipede. We have to find a million tap shoes.
I bet there's nary a centipede at the Colbert Show. Okay. 48.
It's too cold in that theater.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
48 minutes. Yeah, we're like a terrarium.
Yeah.
Nice and warm in here with all the TV lights. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. I'm telling you now more than ever, right? CBS, Pluie, Paramount, Fooey, ABC, Fooey. Don't bend the knee. You don't want to be with companies that bend the knee, right?
That's a model cowardice. Yeah. You want to be with the Credo Mobiles of the world, the nation's only progressive phone company. Yep. That's a big way you can make a difference in the world. They have given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. You get to vote where your dollars go. You get great coverage, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone, your current number. Switching is so easy. It is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller, listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
If there was one thing
Stephanie Miller
was sure of, it was that her brand of tuna was best.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, special $45 discount just for my audience, or urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And yeah, we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
Right now, during the Verlo mattress clearance sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up. Sleep better and save at Verlo.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thank you.
Stephanie Miller.
Our house. Yeah. What? Oh, Jay says, I can't find that specific shirt. Can someone help me? Yes, we can, Jay. StephanieMiller.com.
Right.
So you can get it on everything, a hat, a mug, or whatever.
A mouse
wherever
pad.
You see this design, the new Alpha Liberal Force, just click on it and you can go over to t-shirts.
Yes.
Right? You can get it on anything you want.
Yes.
And, we have fantastic designs up. Michael, one of our new fantastic graphic designers.
Yep.
Thank you. And the F-47 t-shirts are brand new.
You can get it on stickers, too. And what the kids like to do is put stickers on their water bottles.
Is that what the kids are doing?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of the kids, Oklahoma. Oklahoma. The superintendent of education, Ryan Walters, is enlisting PragerU propagandists.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Dennis Prager.
To defy.
We used to work with Dennis Prager.
I just ran into him in the airport, remember?
Oh, yes.
Sexy liberal tour.
Yeah. Mm.
To devise an assessment that Walter said would protect students from woke teachers moving into the state from places like California or New York. His plan to screen teacher for woke attitudes comes as Oklahoma, which is ranked near the very bottom of states in educational achievement, has experienced a serious teacher shortage. I mean, okay. He's by the way, Waters announced that starting this year, Oklahoma students will be taught that the 2020 election was stolen. Mm. And he's widely expected to run for governor next year. Best of luck to you, Oklahoma. Sounds like you could use some woke teachers. They literally are like close to last in education.
A couple people I graduated with work at PragerU now. And I always see listings for those jobs. And it's always kind of scary.
He was really nice to Stephanie behind the scenes.
Yes.
I'm sure, but that's how they trick you.
Exactly.
They're charismatic, they're nice to your face, and then they're the worst people you've ever met.
Absolutely.
He did have me on his show once, and he said, so are you a lesbian? And I said, so are you the alternative? That was... But then he told me at the airport last year that his niece is gay, so he's all good with the homos.
At least there's that.
At least privately he is. Publicly, he still hates the...
Oh, hey, the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Yay.
Meaning the United States military under Kegbreath, Rapey McDrunkie. The Trump administration has chosen a Marine officer to replace the first woman to lead the U.S. Naval Academy, trading out one history-making officer well short of the typical three-year tenure because he's in the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Oh, however, speaking of He-Man, the Pentagon will pay for laser hair removal procedures now. Because, you know, he loves to have his picture taken, you know, doing jumping jacks, jogging with the troops.
Yeah.
And other stuff that looks, you know, gayer than the volleyball scene and Top Gun. He is the self-appointed commanding general of the War on Wrinkles. Now he wants to establish his own wokeness, a campaign that stretches looks over actual excellence. Black soldiers were previously exempted from shaving rules if they suffered from the painful bumps that some black men get from shaving. Hegseth's solution is a laser hair removal treatments. And what is more manly than that?
Yeah. Right. Can that extend to all of us? Can my health care cover that? That'd be great. No shaving? Yeah.
Oh, dear God. Okay. CNN's Harry Enten.
Enten.
Yes.
Holy Toledo.
No, he has a new one. Jeez Louise. About Elon Musk's third party. All I can say is, geez Louise. You know, the first time we ever saw Elon Musk ever polled was all the way back in June 2016. He was the most popular person polled back in June 2016 with a plus 29% net favorable rating. July of 2025, minus 37 points on the net favorable scale. Oh, dear. That is a 66-point drop. He is now the least popular person that we polled. So the bottom line is, as I said at the top, geez Louise. You rarely see 66-point drops, but the political scene has been quite unkind to the Rocket Man. There's all this talk of a Musk third party. I dare say it's pretty much close to dead on arrival. This favorite third party started by Musk, 25% favorable, 74%, three-quarters of Americans opposed, and they found that it would hurt the Republican Party and help the Democrats win the midterm.
Jeez
so
Louise.
I say, geez Louise, go for it, Elon.
Holy Toledo.
All right. We will see you tomorrow with Jody Hamilton, Charlie Pierce, and hilarious gay Kevin...
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A father from Canada who is vacationing in upstate New York is under arrest, charged in connection with his 9-year-old daughter's death. New York State Police Captain Robert McConnell says Luciano Fratolin had called them to say that his daughter, Melina, had been abducted. Officers sent to search the area.
During that search detail, at approximately 10:50, members of the New York State Police Forest Rangers located Melina, deceased, in the shallow portion of a pond.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in New York City talking about the shooting and wounding of an off-duty patrol officer, a border patrol officer, allegedly by an undocumented immigrant with a long list of crimes.
Miguel Francisco Moro Nunez has a rap sheet that is a mile long.
It was a second suspect who has also been arrested in the case. Police